Tonight's shir, Simen Kuf Chaf Vav, Din Shliach Tzibur Sheta'a, the halacha of a Shliach Tzibur who makes a mistake. See if Aleph, Shliach Tzibur Sheta'a V'Dileg Achas Mikol HaBrochas, a Shliach Tzibur who made a mistake, and in Chazaras HaShatz he skipped the whole brocha, any of the brochas. They remind him, they chop, they scream, and he knows how to go back to the spot. So we don't remove him for that. But if he skips the bracha hamalshinim, then we remove him from the post of Shliach Tzibur. Miyad, immediately. We're afraid he's an apikoros, and he doesn't want to curse himself. But if he began with hamalshinim, and then he made a mistake in the middle, so we don't get rid of him, because you see the fact that he started it is a proof that he's not an apikoros. Mishtabura sefkatan al shatav dileg. He made a mistake. He skipped the bracha. Lafu came hazer dileg. This is as opposed to the person who intentionally skips a bracha. I feel the b'shar brachas, even any bracha. Misalak miyad. Such a person, you don't let him down for the yomim if he skips brachas on purpose. Sefkatan beis mikola brachas. He made a mistake and skipped any of the brachas. What's the lomim to say? I feel him tav dileg birchas tchias hameisim. Maybe he missed the bracha mechayim meisim. Oh, bonei yushalayim. We don't remove him. Lomer to say Shema Kofu b'tchias amesim. Maybe he denies tchias amesim. That's why he skipped it. Or in a mayim of yisam mashiach. Or maybe he doesn't believe in yisam mashiach. And that's why he skipped it. We don't say that. El talina shebeshkogo hishmit. We assume that it was a mistake. He left it up by mistake. But the reason is I'm beserus b'shem Rav Ben Yoina. Looking beserus in the name of Ben Yoina. The reason beserus brings is that by la mashinim, we're more concerned he's not Bikaris, and he therefore doesn't want to say it, not to curse himself. But by Mechayim Eisim, Abon Yerushalayim, a person who isn't a Maimon won't refrain from saying it, because it's not like he's cursing himself. So if he leaves it out, we don't have a raya that he must be a Kaifa. We don't say that. The Mishnah Berurah continues, V'ayim B'taz, the Sphere of Leif. If you look at the Taz, you see he holds. Dem Hishmet Shteyem, that if he missed both brachas, he made a mistake, or he omitted both Mechayim Esim and Bon Yerushalayim, Bevadai Anet Tzvichem L'chush L'zeh, we certainly do have to be afraid that he doesn't believe in these things. V'afilim Hischem Asalkin Asar, even if he began the bracha but messed up, we would remove him from the position. V'yesh L'cholkim, but there are those who disagree with this position of the Taz. V'dayin you should know, D'mucha L'chulyam, that it's clear according to everyone. D'manu Yoyidim Shul Koyf B'tichas Amesim, if we know for a fact that he denies Chias Amesim, he doesn't believe in the Geula Ha'asida B'yis Mashiach. Or certainly if we know for a fact that he does not believe that Teres Min HaShemayim or in reward and punishment. Everyone agrees he's an absolute apikoros or osla nichol yosh yatsibur. We will not allow him to be Shiach Tzibur. If he takes the Omud by force, we won't answer Amen to his brachas. Look back at Simon and Gimel, we talk about there. Se'if Katan Gimel, Ein Misalkin Oso. So a person missed the bracha, Chazor Sashatz, and we remind him, and he right away picks up. We don't get rid of him. Eloshoyin Ad Sheyaskiu Oso, we wait until they remind him. Uchashenizke Chalizim Kom Shetah. When he remembers, he goes back to the point of his mistake. No different than an individual who made a mistake. But if the bracha he skips is the bracha l'mashinim, this is when he skips the whole bracha. But if he missed the beginning but did the end, so we don't find that we should remove him. Or if he doesn't want to start the bracha la koyfim, but rather for the mashinim, ein misalkan so, we will not remove him. Because there are places that actually say the mashinim. So evidently there were other nuschois of the bracha. Our nuschot today is the mashinim. There were different also. Some said laminim.
The original one was lanotrim.
Right, laitzim, minim, koyfim. There were different nuschois. Censors got involved. So lamaisa of the mashinim is sufficient. But the Mishnah Berurah makes a point that it's when he skipped the whole bracha. If he does the end of the bracha, we don't want to get rid of him. And the Be'er Lacha makes an interesting point. He says it's only if that's the bracha that he skips. But if he skipped two brachas, clearly it's a mistake. If he jumped two brachas and one of them was a mashinim, we don't say, oh, he skipped the mashinim. He's done, got lost where he's holding and made a mistake. In such a case, we don't remove him from the yomit. Sivkan hey, miyat. If he skips a mashinim, we right away assume he's an apokiris, and we remove him. Perish. Ve'emam tinim lo shiaskiroso. We don't wait to remind him. El masalkin esom etev miyad. We remove him from the omid right away. Kishem nizik ba'at apikarsus. Maybe right now he chapt a machshavas apikarsus. Ve'nevoitz el kal atzmo. He doesn't want to curse himself. L'chein dilik brachasu, and therefore he skipped the bracha. So we get rid of him. Va'afil ma'yom muhzik arat l'kashim etzad. Even until that very moment, we knew and considered him as a fine person, a kosher person, a tzaddik. Gamkin cheshinu zeh, if he skipped l'mashinim, he has a shadow, a cloud of suspicion upon him. Komokom emesak nesom shiatsibah shem pamachas. Now, we're not going to remove him from the posh shiatsibah permanently because of one time. Kim sheish lo mashatam, maybe he did make a mistake. The time that he makes the mistake is mashmah, we take him off. But let him do again. If it happens three times, that's it. He's gone forever. Three strikes, he's out, says the Pima Gadam in the notes. Then he can never take the omen again. Siv Katan Vav. Eim Misalkin Oisoi. If he began the bracha and then made a mistake, he couldn't continue, we don't remove him. Afilu Shoa Ben Tayim Habiv Layachal Hizachar. Even though they waited and he couldn't recall what to say. Afilu Hochi Tolinu Shemeshkagahu. We say that this was a mistake. Made the Hizkaba. You see, he started it. We don't say it's intentional that he dafka doesn't want to say the bracha. Siif Beis, Shliach Siba Shatov in Yodea Lachsol Mekoymoi. Shliach Siba makes a mistake, he loses his place, he does not know how to continue, he just can't. He can't continue from where he left off. He just doesn't remember what to say. Again, all this, I'm assuming, is there's no Sidurim, so he's doing all Balpeh. The din is Yamur Achat Tachtov, so someone else has to take his place. Kedersh Nesbar Le'el, Simon and Gimel Ramo adds the way that we clarified in Simon and Gimel. Umaschil mitchilas habrocha shato azeh im haya hatos b'mtzias. So what does he do? The new Baal Tefillah picks up from the beginning of the bracha. Whatever bracha in the middle that this person messed up on, that he can't continue, you go back to the beginning of that bracha and continue from that point. If it, the mistake was in the middle brachas of Shonesre. V'mhaya b'shalosh v'shaynes, but if the mistake was anywhere in the first three brachas, he couldn't continue. Masra b'rosh, you start from the beginning. V'mashalosh achroynes, and if it was near, in the last three brachas, Masra b'tzei, he goes back to b'tzei. Mr. Bursakon Zayin, v'eni odea, v'chulu, he does not know how to continue. But something to say, shud nival, he's all confused. V'eni odea v'achsar af la'ach sh'maskin, so they remind him, they tell him what to do. He can't do it. V'chanal, like I said before, so in such a case, we replace him. Sivkon ches tacht, if someone takes over, ideally, the one who's replacing the Sheikh Sibir is someone who's been paying attention to Sheikh Sibir. He wasn't talking during Chazas HaShatz. If you can't find anyone, literally, there's no one paying attention to Sheikh Sibir. So good, you've got to take anyone, someone who wasn't paying attention. Even in that case, you only go back to the middle, beginning of the bracha where he got stuck, because we're not going to say that he should go back to the beginning, even though he wasn't paying attention to the beginning of Chazar Sashatz, because it's Tirchut HaTzibur. Sifka and Tess, Simin Nun Gimel. The Ramah says, look back at Simin Nun Gimel. Well, it's still a minute to say, the Mevorah Shom B'Sif Yizayin, we learned in Sif Yizayin there, till Yisarv Moshe Shaw. If he asks you, in the middle of Chazar Sashatz, we need someone to take over. So right away, you have someone take over. And that's it. You don't decline in any way, shape, or form. Se'if katan yud mitchilas habrocha. The replacement Baal Tefillah starts from the beginning of the brocha that the previous Yosef messed up on. V'afilam lo toy el l'besav. Even if the mistake was at the end, shekriyas oisa brocha command less of them. The whole brocha as if it's not there. And therefore you have to start from that brocha. V'en chilik ben shato. There's no difference if it's a mistake. O shenachash, or became physically weak. Veniyachal agam, and he cannot continue. For tzuch acher lamutachtov, we need someone to replace him. So either reason, the new Baal Tefillah starts from the beginning of the bracha. V'lechein therefore, b'yom neroyim, shelefam necha sheshayetzibah b'amsa piyutim, on yom neroyim, sometimes it happens that the Baal Tefillah gets weak in the middle of the piyutim. V'yemenacha tachtov, and a replacement sheshayetzibah steps up. Tzarech lizor sheyaskal o'oymin mitchilas ha-bracha. The one who steps up to replace him should go back to the beginning of the bracha. Me'atav ha-chartonu. V'yachs ha-piyutim, he does not have to repeat the various piyutim. But b'di'evet, if he picks up from where the previous Baal Tefillah got silent, he couldn't continue. For the Mirosh Atav HaChatanu, he did not go back to the beginning of Atav HaChatanu. Since still the second one has what to say, he's going to say the end of the Sichas, Mechalav HaNaseinu, and so on. So we're not going to say there's a problem that he abbreviated the middle brachas by only saying the end of them. If the mistake was in the first three brachas, you got to start Shemoneh Esrei from the beginning. To Shalosh Rishonos, because the first three brachas, the Shalosh Achronos, and the last three brachas, Chashuv is Kechad the bracha. Each are considered one unit, one bracha. We don't divide it among two people. So if a replacement, the Tefillah, steps in, he's got to do that whole unit himself. Therefore, it makes no difference if he totally skipped the bracha of the first three. Or the problem was that he just couldn't continue. He got silent. In the middle of a bracha. Or between brachas. Either way. If it's the first three, he goes back to the beginning. If it's the last three, he goes back to it. So the Nishmas Adam writes in Klal Chafei. As well. That he passed for a chaz and got weak on Yom Kippur. In the piyutim of kedusha, they need someone else to replace him. He should go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, or below me to but skip all the piyutim. A new problem. And in the middle of davening, they find out that someone in a nearby house passed away. If they can close up and seal the doors and windows of the shul, also by shemesham, or the doors and windows of the house where the nifter is. The afal pishesh ogtum of the bonon, either there could be an alitum of the bonon, and serach lo dila shech sibur, don't tell shech sibur, ad shim with filos till it finishes chazos hashatz. Umi uvadai, im sim with filos of alash, now for sure, if the kohen shech sibur finished the sash from Nesri, for his chli dar mekolom, he didn't start your chazos hashatz, and they find out you have the problem of the mace, yomu lo v'yetzi, tell him to get out. The yachsar achen klub mekolom, someone else should do chazos hashatz. Our case is when the chazan began the chazos hashatz, and now you have this predicament. So if you can close up the windows, we do that. Avlam e efshali zov. Let's say you can't be careful with this; it can't be done. Tzarechot says then the Baal Tefillah has to leave. Va'afilu be'emtzat tefillah, even in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Va'hasheni omer tachtov, the replacement who takes this over for him, yasam tchilas bracha, goes back to the beginning of the bracha in hu be'emtzios if it's from the middle brachas. Se'if Gimel, Kamalkam Shayokh and Chayzim Isbalo. Any situation that an individual Dash Manasseh would be required to repeat a Shemoneh Esrei, Sheikh Sibi Chayzim Isbal and Takaboso. So Sheikh Sibi should also have to repeat a Shemoneh Esrei if he made a similar mistake. Keshim Isbalo the Kolom, when he's davening the Chazos HaShatz. Chutz Mishach Rish Shalosh Chayzim, with the exception of Rish Chayzim Shachris. If the Shliach Tzibur forgot Yal V'Yavon Chazos HaShatz, at Shehishim Tfilos, and he already finished the davening, and no one chapped, because you're in that shul he mentioned before, no one's paying attention, so no one realizes a mistake. Emach Zirso, he does not have to repeat Chazos HaShatz with another Yal V'Yavon. Why is that? Neterach HaTzibur, there's Tirchu D'Tzibura, Shai Tfilos Musaf in the front of, because you still have Tfilos Musaf ahead of you, Shumask B'Shchosh, and you will mention B'Shchosh there. This could kohen shehishim tefilaso, but if the mistake was noticed before he finished his davening, chayzer would say he should go back to it. Say, if there's no tirchu d'tzibur. The more adds, Yesh Omer some say If the mistake was Shabbos morning, he didn't mention Shabbos. Can you imagine that? He done the whole week Tishman Esrei, no one said a thing. Or Yontif, the same mistake. So it's like Rosh Chodesh, because he'll have Musaf to mention Shabbos and Yontif. For Hachinog, and that is the Minik. Mishtabur Sifkar Nyubesh. Mishroch Chitzibur, if the Shliach Tzibur forgot Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh. Ulin Yochid Mishroch, as far as individual, so if you look back at Simchah Chodal, that's where he said he can listen to Shech Sibur's Chodal as a Shat some years. So if Kohen Yigimel, Velo Hiski Yav Yav, he didn't mention Yav Yavo. Vim Shachach Mashiv Ruch, but if the mistake was he forgot Mashiv Ruch in the winter. Vitalamot, he forgot Talamot in the winter. Okay, Gavin, anything like that, Machzirna, so the Baal Tefillah has to go back, because that, there's no making it up in the next davening, there's no making that up. The Davi Alviyavo. Davi Yavo, we say such a thing. He's going to mention Rosh Chodesh and Musaf, so that's good enough if he didn't mention it. But it's not going to help you for Mashruch or Vesein Talmud. Sifkon Yudal, the Im Tov V'chulu. Talmud says, on Shabbos, if you made a mistake like this, what's the meaning to say? Shoshach is Valshachol. He mamash forgot, and Davi Weekly Davening. For the Hiskim, no Shoshach, Yontif. No mention of Shabbos, no mention of Yontif. The Hoks has a shots like that. So the din is, you don't have to do it again because you'll have Musaf coming up. Let's say the mistake was noticed before he was done. Go back to Yisrach Moshe. But from the Ramon later on, Reshim Ches is not Mash that way. It's the same as Rosh Chodesh. Because there's Musaf ahead of you. Halavush hevi deus b'zev lo hechriya. The Fush brings a machlokes about this and does not decide. Avachron kosv karav, but Achron write like the Ramo that one can just rely on Musaf. Se'if dalet, im tosh yechzibur kishespal b'lachash. If the yechzibur made a mistake in the silence when Esrei. Lo oylem en achoyz mespal shenis, we don't say yishdavin again. It's a tremendous tirch desibur. El esoymech al hatfilah sheyispal kum. He'll rely on his out loud chazor sashatz. V'shlo tov b'shosh, as long as the mistake was not in the first three. Shem tov bem, if the mistake was in the first three brachos, then chayz the kamosh yochid chazor. He'll have to go back just like a yochid. Mamish didn't daven at all. Mishdavur sifkar and tezayin somech v'chul. He can rely on the chazor sashatz. V'm belachash b'marv. But what happens if it's marv? There isn't chazor sashatz, and he makes a mistake. So he has daven again. Chayz, he goes back and davens again. Shein lo amal isvach, where is he going to rely on? When we have a Shabbos, if the mistake was on Shabbos, yismach al barachol, mein sheva, he can rely on mein sheva. The logar mi yachid, shesamach alov, ki vasimei samaches, no different than a yachid who relies on it, as we learn in Samari samaches. Sivkon yudzayim, b'shorash, b'shorash, if the mistake was in the first three, it's different. V'dav, k'shenizke, 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 hishlan, filoso. This is talking about a case when he realized his mistake before he finished his Menesrei. The less bezeh torch sibukach, it's not such a tirch de sibura, so it goes back. Aval achash a hish tvilasa, but if he finishes him in Esrei, ainu chayzer, then he does not go back, even for a mistake in the first three, because it has chazashats. Kein kosev alavush, so writes the lavush, v'chein hiskimu imo habich, armenechom agreed to this. Ubetur polig, the tour argues, umeka afil v'shoresh shonis b'chol gavni, he's making no matter what in the first three brachos, makes no difference. And if you rely on him, you're not mafsid. So even though the mechaber takes the chumradik position, that if the Baal Tefillah made a mistake in the first three brachas, Chazos HaShatz will not repair it. The Torah says it will repair it under every circumstance. And Levush, is his leniency is once you finish it, we're not going to make him go back. If you're a million, you should chop and go back, but once you're done, we're not going to make him go back.